From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. In Baghdad today, UN weapons inspectors Hans Blix and Mohammed El-Baradei said they felt Iraq was showing positive signs of closer cooperation with the inspection process. At a news conference following weekend meetings with Iraqi officials, Blix, the chief of the UN inspection team, told reporters,
These 2 days, we have had a talk with our Iraqi colleagues. I hope I have seen in those days a beginning of taking these remaining disarmament issues more seriously.
Blix said that continued searches for chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons with expanded teams of inspectors were preferable to the possibility of an imminent U.S.-led war with Iraq. But Blix stopped short of saying the Iraqis had given him reason for great optimism.
I perceived a beginning more serious attitude of cooperation for substance, and I welcome that. Breakthrough is a bit too strong word for what we are seeing, but we are seeing some positive elements, and I register that, and I'm glad to register that, and I hope that before the end of the week we'll have more of that.
In Washington, there was no immediate White House response to the inspector's comments, but earlier today in West Virginia, President Bush repeated his skepticism about Iraq's sincerity in dealing with the United Nations.
Saddam Hussein has fooled the world for 12 years, is used to fooling the world, is confident he can fool the world. He wants the world to think that hide and seek is a game that we should play, and it's over.
Disagreements over how to deal with Iraq have deepened tensions between the United States and key European nations in recent weeks. And this weekend, those tensions surfaced at a major international security conference in Munich, Germany. While thousands of peace demonstrators gathered outside the conference hall, inside, U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld argued that the world must prepare for military action against Saddam Hussein. French and German officials were not convinced, and the two sides remained more divided than ever over whether the UN weapons inspectors should be given additional time and resources that Blix and El-Baradei called for in Baghdad. From Munich, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Donald Rumsfeld came here frustrated over France and Germany's refusal to join the United States and other countries in confronting Saddam Hussein with military might. Those who counsel that we should delay preparations for war, Rumsfeld said, could make war more likely, not less. Delay, he said, would send Saddam a signal that the world lacks resolve. German officials knew that point was directed largely at them, coming as it did on top of other harsh criticism from Rumsfeld in recent days. While Rumsfeld was still talking, German politicians here were signaling conference coordinator Horst Telchik that they wanted to respond.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Meanwhile, I have 9 interventions. 8 of them are Germans.
In his remarks, Rumsfeld had challenged NATO states to commit themselves to defending Turkey, a member nation, against a possible attack from Iraq. A leader of Germany's Green Party, speaking through an interpreter, challenged Rumsfeld on that point.
My question to you would be whether you believe, in the framework of this risk scenario you mentioned, whether you believe Turkey is under threat from an attack from Iraq.
The issue here is how NATO should respond to a U.S. request that the alliance begin planning to provide Turkey with defense assistance, including Patriot anti-missile batteries and AWACS radar planes. France, Germany, and Belgium refused to endorse the request. Since NATO operates by consensus, that means no action has yet been taken. Rumsfeld, almost shouting to the conference participants yesterday, said it was beyond his comprehension that anyone would oppose the move.
Turkey's an ally. Turkey's a member of the alliance. The North Atlantic Treaty provides for this type of thing. And to prevent defensive capabilities, just the planning, not even the deployment, from going to that country, I think is inexcusable.
But the French and German representatives here did not back down in the face of the U.S. Defense Secretary. The German Defense Minister, Peter Strzok, did not even mention Iraq in his remarks to the conference. The French Defense Minister, Michel Alliot-Marie, said her government has not ruled out a resort to military action in Iraq. But in an apparent slap at the United States and Britain, she argued that coalitions cannot replace an alliance. Rumsfeld had suggested that U.S. transatlantic security spats with France and Germany have gone on for years, but newspaper editor Joseph Joffe, attending the Munich conference as a leading German intellectual, wondered if this dispute may be more serious.
What if the real explanation for what we're witnessing is that the Europeans, or key European countries like those two, are more worried about the exercise of untrammeled U.S. power than about Saddam's weapon of mass destruction? In other words, what if there is a watershed and some countries in Europe have now begun to balance against Mr. Big?
Rumsfeld here has not passed up an opportunity to suggest that the key political division is between European countries themselves, not between Europe and the United States. And he used Joffe's question to drive that point home again, even while conceding there may be some truth in the analysis that some European countries may be tempted these days to challenge the United States.
It has the effect in some people's minds of making them bigger if they compete with that power. If in fact that were happening, I don't know quite what would happen, but I would guess that Germany and France would isolate themselves rather than isolate the United States.
At that point, Secretary Rumsfeld did not even know about the latest challenge to U.S. power. The French and German governments were talking between themselves about ways to strengthen rather than end the UN weapons inspection effort in Iraq, possibly by reinforcing the inspectors with armed UN troops. When Rumsfeld learned this from a reporter, he confronted Peter Strzok, the German defense minister, during a private meeting last night. Rumsfeld was furious that he'd been kept in the dark about the Franco-German consultations, and the meeting here ended on as icy a note as it began. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Munich.